Siman Shin Aleph, Siv Zayin. Now the Shulchan Aruch starts discussing which things that if a person is wearing them or has them on him, it's a problem of Yitzah on Shabbos, or which things it's not. And the Bir Lacha gives a Hakdam over here to anything that's not a malbush, it's not clothing, it's not a tachsh, it's not jewelry, it's called a master, it's called a load, and it's awesome of the Raisa to carry it, to have it on you on Shabbos, b'mezit, so on Chayav Karis, assuming there's no Hasra. B'shogis chayav chatos. That's only if he takes out kederach etzah also. The normal way is to carry the way you would carry during the week. But if he takes out in a strange way, he doesn't carry the normal way. He does in an atypical, not normal way. Then it's called etzah kol achiyad, and it's only also under rabbanon. Now there are many things that are malbush, they're considered clothing or tachshu, the jewelry, and therefore from the rise it's mutter to have them on you on Shabbos as clothing or as jewelry, even when you go outside. But Chazal asked the rabbanon for various reasons whether the type of thing that one might take off and show somebody. Because they want to show it to their friend, and they'll end up carrying for Amos Rabim. Maybe because something which is loose and might fall off, they'll end up carrying it. Maybe a type of thing that person might be embarrassed. If people see him having it on him, they might laugh at him, he'll take it off and start carrying it. There's cases of Maris Ayin. There's things that if a woman has to do a tefillah shemitzah, she has to go to mikvah. These things will be a chatzitzah, she might take it off and carry it. There's other things, etc., etc. Let's go back to the Shulchan Aruch itself. The Mechaber says, Siv Zayin, anybody who goes outside in a Shiram, something that's not taksha, it's not jewelry, it's not derech malbush, not the way something's meant to be worn, and he has it out the way you usually have it on you on Shabbos, is chayav chatas. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that if something that's not usually a malbush and takes out derech malbush, that will only be awesome derabon, because that's not the normal way to carry it, since he took it out derech malbush. But something that's not a malbush and Yitaka took it out shalega derech malbush, that's awesome derech, so it's chayav chatas. Now, a tachshit, jewelry, which is loose, that could fall very easily. So that's also to go out on Shabbos with, and someone goes out with it, it's potter avalos, it's also the rabbanon, because they might fall off and end up carrying it for Amish Rabbim. Mechaber also says that ladies should not go outside on Shabbos wearing jewelry, type of jewelry that's the type to take it off and show it to her friends, because she might take it off to show it to her friends, end up carrying it for Amish Rabbim as well. That's beyond the scope of this discussion right now. The story is with men, look up with that, right now discussing ladies. And then Mechaber talks a little bit about men. He says that a man should not go outside with a sword, or the bow and arrow, or a shield, a spear, any of these things, which are not a taksha, not a malbush, and if he does go out with any of them, he's chayav chatas. It's regular tzad deraisa. What about a man going outside wearing armory? Whether armory over his body, or a helmet over his head, or armed like boots that are metal. So these things, be'etzim it's a malbush, be'etzim has a tzur of a malbush, and it's something that he's wearing. However, if he does go out with it, it still be aser, midrabanan, or be potav l'aser. And the reason for the iser drabanan, Mishnah Berurah explains, it looks like he's going out to fight a mochama, which one's not allowed to do on Shabbos, obviously, unless it's, you know, b'kuch nefesh. And therefore, even in his house, he should not walk around with these things, because it's Maris Sayin, and Maris Sayin is also even Mechadu Chadorim, even private. The Mechabas is a man who should not go outside wearing tefillin on Shabbos, because he might have to go to the bathroom, might have to take it out before he goes to the bathroom, take them off, and I'm carrying also. Be a problem, come to carry them down Amos. Mishnah Berurah explains that, you know, Shabbos loves man tefillin he, but be'etzem in the house, he'd be allowed to wear them. And it'll be fine, derech malbush, it's even be fine to wear them on the street, in Rish Rabim. That's a chashash, you might take them off to go to the bathroom. Now, we're talking about somebody's do shleish shemitzvah. The shemitzvah will be also because Shabbos Nam is mount tefillin. He's wearing the tefillin shleish shemitzvah, in the house will be fine. On the street, it's a chashash, they might come to carry them down Amos when he takes them off to go to the bathroom. Now, a smaller person should not wear shoes that are too big for him, that are shoes from a big person, because they might fall off and they're carrying them. But he could wear like a big shirt or a big robe, because that doesn't fall off of you if it's too big on you. Also, the Mechaber says a person should not walk outside with one shoe on, unless he has an injury on his foot, because if he has an injury on his foot, it does not look funny to go out with one shoe on. No one's going to laugh at you. But if you don't have an injury on your foot, you're walking out with one shoe on, one shoe off, he might laugh at you, and you end up taking it off, being embarrassed, taking it off and carrying the shoe. Someone does have a mark on his foot, then he could go out wearing a shoe on a foot that does not have a mark, because everyone understands that one foot is injured. It cannot have shoes on it. He has a broken foot, he has a cast. The other one, he has the shoe on, because that's the one that's healthy. And the Bir Lachi brings that the Ar Rishenim hold the opposite, that's Fakert. On the contrary, you're allowed to have a shoe only on the foot that has a mako, and not on the one that doesn't have a mako. And he says, really, we should be chayish, v'boshit is l'chomra. But he says, since those who hold, we don't have a shram derisa now, there's anyway, so melo, we can just go like the Shulchan Aruch, and he could wear a shoe on the foot that does not have a mako, and just not on the foot that does have a mako. And again, if someone has a cast on his foot, he broke his foot. He could wear a regular shoe on the other foot. We're not afraid that he's going to take it off because anyone's going to laugh at him. No one will laugh at him. It's obvious he broke one foot. The other foot's good. Siv Ches, the Mechaber says, the one should not go outside with a needle stuck into his clothing, whether one that has a hole doesn't have a hole. And there's a Mechlekes Rishonim, Mechaber brings out to Shittas, which one is Chayav Chatas, which one's only part of Asr Rabban, the one with the hole, or the one without a hole. It's Mechlekes, which one's the rice, which one's the Rabban, to have it stuck in your clothing when you go outside. And Mishnah Berurah explains to Tong over here about a man, a lady, the Lachas might be differently, and that will get to Meshem a different time.